Show.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jace Analysis. And as I was listening to Alex break down the news earlier today, he mentioned this idea of a death cult. We're in the grip of a death cult. And he mentioned Thanos. He mentioned depopulation. And I was thinking about this cult agenda. It's a perfect analogy for understanding the spell, the mind control that everyone is under. In fact, I'm going to lay out about 10 signs, the top 10 signs that we are in the thralls of a death cult. This overall agenda, though, before I list those top 10 reasons, top 10 examples, signs, is that, you know, really this is all about control of energy, human energy, human capital, human population. Money is a symbol of energy and the exchange of value. And that's why they have to really shut down anything that pertains to the expansion of life, the expansion of human beings, more energy, etc. All of that has to be shut down, and hence it all revolves around sustainability, austerity, and you having less. Really, that just means less humans in general. Everything in life is energy, and so to control energy, to control the exchange of energy and the mediums of energy is really the essence of everything. That's why they're moving towards the banning of cars, the banning of you having gas stoves, banning of you having the ability to be self-sufficient, to have your own means, your own ways of operating outside of their system and their control. So really, it's all totally about control. That's why they're pushing. Now we have the death pods in places like Canada and other European countries. You need to be able to be assigned a specific time when you die, just like the movie Logan's Run. You need to die at a certain age, and that'll probably get younger and younger as time goes by. I think in Logan's Run, in that dystopian film, it's about age 30 where you have to die. That's why there's death care, euthanasia, again, being promoted across various forms of education. The banning of meat and the mandating of eating bugs. Humans are bad for the planet, but also so are cows, cattle, et cetera. All real nutrient-dense forms of food must be banned, must be controlled, must be eradicated. That also necessitates the banning of travel. The banning of free exchange and free commerce is also part of this plan because, again, it's a death cult agenda. That's really the best model, the best analogy to understand, because it's not just an analogy. It literally is a death cult. I put up a video that got censored on some of the big platforms because I was talking about how some of the big pop stars, for example, have been initiated into a specific death cult, the Krolian death cult. And that death, I mean, they even talk about it openly in their songs. Jay-Z wears, you know, Crowley gear. Beyonce promotes all kinds of transhumanism and other agenda. They promote the vegan agenda, not eating meat, et cetera. That's because they're all part of this cult. And to be in this group, this in-group, you have to promote the death cult ideology. You have to promote the idea of not having children, of essentially all forms of sterilization, which includes all of the LGBTQ trans agenda. You must also be going along with all forms of tracking and tracing to be part of this death cult. So again, no freedom of exchange, no freedom of travel, no freedom of commerce, because you have to have everything in your life absolutely, completely controlled, tracked, and traced. And that will get down to the point, according to Klaus's book, where everything is rationed. Maybe you went over your carbon rations today. Maybe you said a bad word and you have your credits turned off this week with a universal basic income. This is all part of the same agenda. You can go back to the 1980s and 90s. They talked about the Rio summit. They said that that summit that they would have to limit every area of life into this austerity model. Agenda 21 is another one. Bush was there for that, by the way. The biodiversity project, the plans that they have for 2030, those are all really right now being rolled out. And so I think it's really symbolic that we might see the end of InfoWars, at least as it is right now. Hopefully, with God's blessing and providence, it'll turn into something that can continue on and be successful. I think that's probably what's going to happen. We've been praying for that for sure. And hopefully you guys are praying for that too. But the Wildlands Project, this was mentioned a long time ago, many years ago, this idea that they would rewild America for the purpose of depopulation. And so you see, for example, environmental disasters, and that this might be the precedence for pushing people into smart cities, to coffin apartments and all that. That's all part of the same agenda. 15-minute cities, the initiatives to introduce DEI, ESG, all of these measures, which would then control at a corporate level all the means of production, all the ways in which people might make a living. Everything would be tracked, traced, and controlled, and that's exactly where we are. All of the stuff, it's very symbolic, right? I've been listening to InfoWars for 20 years now. I remember the first broadcast I heard from Alex was about 2003, so actually 21 years. And I have seen in that time everything Alex talked about 20-plus years ago roll out. So it's very significant that we're now at the stage where they're actually rolling out sex bots, for example. This is on the market. The bots are coming out. I'm not saying every bot is necessarily bad. I think there's a lot of good applications for these technologies. But the problem is that the people, for the most part, except for those like Elon that are on Team Humanity, most of the people involved in pushing this at least openly have a depopulation euthanasia agenda. They're Malthusian, and that's what we're going to talk about, this death cult and the signs of a death cult and this overall agenda that's being pushed. And number 10, I'm going to start with number 10 because these are the signs that you always see of a cult. Think about cult leaders. Think about, for example, famous Hollywood and CIA-connected cults. In fact, most of the big famous cults have some shady, sus connection to intelligence agencies, to the FBI or foreign intelligence agencies. Think, for example, of Jonestown that had some suspicious connections with high-level people. In fact, it seems like there's evidence that perhaps that area in Guyana was being used for CIA weapons trafficking. Heaven's Gate, another one that comes to mind, where people were mind-controlled and committed a suicide, just like Jonestown. That one was odd because there was a direct connection, if I recall. It's been many years since I looked at it, but there was a direct connection between somebody in the FBI and the house where that event occurred. Now, that could be happenstance, but again, we usually find these curious connections. Church of Satan, a lot of deep state connections with Anton LaVey, Interpol, CIA connections, tie-ins to, if I remember, Ted Kennedy. There's a big write-up in the Daily Beast or something about that. Charles Manson, of course, right? That's the Process Church of the Final Judgment that has connections to British intelligence groups, connections to the CIA, the Tom O'Neill Chaos book has delved into that. Michael Aquino, right? Satanism, Church of Satan. He left the Church of Satan to create the Church of Set. He wrote the Army's Psychological Warfare Doctrine with Paul Valéry. And then we have other groups like Scientology, which comes out of Crowley's OTO. L. Ron Hubbard was a member of the OTO for a time and went through the various degrees of that ritual before starting his own cult. And the same with Wicca. Modern witchcraft and Wicca derives also from these groups. And that's important because Crowley, remember, was a British intelligence-connected occultist who was an asset for British intelligence at the time of World War I and perhaps even after that. Now, I mention that because that seems to be the cult of choice of a lot of the pop stars, a lot of the Hollywood people. They really prefer this, sex cult, sex magic type stuff, because it's one of the easiest ways to really entrap people. I think on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that was one of the obviously, high up needs there after food and security is sex. And I think Maslow, when he drew up that list of needs, which he was doing, by the way, for a project, the MKUltra, that was part of MKUltra, to create a way for people to profile world leaders through this hierarchy of needs and maybe to figure out, what does Putin prefer? What does Xi Jinping, what's his profile based on these sort of Maslow hierarchies? But that applies then to the population in general to get a profile and think about our leaders in government and these so-called, ridiculous bureaucracy entities. Think about them as basically cult leaders. That's a good way to think of it. And so with them, they will typically tell you, these are my signs of a death cult, ignore reality and operate on the basis of emotion. A lot of the programming, a lot of the propaganda that we see functions on the basis of getting us to invest in things, not on the basis of critical thinking, logic, basic, you know, factual reasoning, but on the basis of emotion. For example, in warfare, the babies in the incubators, remember this with Saddam, this was supposed to, you know, drum up a bunch of emotion and get people invested in this conflict in the Middle East, when it was based on, in that case, with a Bush PR firm, something completely fraudulent. Think about the story of Private Lynch, Jessica Lynch. That was drawn up in the Pentagon. It was a story concocted, I think, with, if I recall, Jerry Bruckheimer was involved with the Rumsfeld and people concocting the story to promote women in the military. It was a emotion-based story. And most war propaganda functions that way. Successful war propaganda usually is grounded in something very basic, something usually involving the massacres of children, the horrors inflicted upon the children. And that's intended to get you riled up emotionally so that you will immediately bypass your critical thinking skills and just attach yourself to whatever the agenda is at the moment. And that's a key point of cults, right? Cults are all about that. And especially the death cult that we all live under, that death cult wants us to not function and think on the basis of what's practical and what's essentially logical, but what's rather emotional, so that we react rather than assess. The death cult that we're under utilizes meaningless slogans and empty phrases. This one is really popular. Think, for example, of, I mean, I understand all politicians need a kind of a slogan, but think about these bizarre ones that we've heard from Kamala Harris. Things like, what can be unburdened by what has been. I don't even know what that means, but I assume it means probably something lifted